This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Trashy Divorces, everybody's favorite good podcast about bad relationships. My name is Stacy.
Hey, friends, I'm Alicia. Thank you for joining us today for this week's tale of marital misadventure with the sweet sprinkles of Julie Bowen. It is a good beat this week with our latest sitcom mom, Julie, the matriarch of the television show Modern Family.
Yeah, this is some seriously wholesome...
The matriarch of the television show Modern Family.
Sure, yeah. This is some seriously wholesome content you're bringing us this week, Alicia. Like, very little trashy, very much grown-up, funny, adult joy.
Some real classic lines in this one. Big thanks to Melissa Oh. She is kind of magic in her research.
Yep.
Melissa has been hunting down a few sitcom moms for us that are way trashier, but I thought today we could just have a little fun.
Yeah, not like the Most Dangerous Game kind of hunting down sitcom moms, because that would be weird.
That would be weird.
Just imagine Melissa, like, in jungle garb with a big rifle.
No, today I just want to hear a good beat.
Yep.
If you have not listened to Delight's 1990 album World Click in a while.
Go grab it.
Oh my God, for real, it was a whole experience. It does have to be in my top five of Get Happy albums. Do yourself a favor and get hip to a good beat, because it all depends on how you see a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really a fan of Julie Bowen after this story. Before we start playing our good beat, I do have a few names I see in the magic mirror here. With big love and thanks to Lindsay and Caroline. Stacy and I are sending you all the trash candy on your journeys this month.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening and being part of the Trash Panda Gang.
We appreciate you.
And friends, don't forget, we do have our virtual live show coming up, our Valentine's Day decompression session, Thursday, February 16th, 8 p.m.
Eastern. Tickets available at moment.co/trashydivorces.
We have some surprises and, oh goodness, all kinds of good stuff coming.
Yep. Hey, Alicia, I just want to hear a good beat.
That is the Trashy Divorce of Julie Bowen. Let's go, go, go.
So, Alicia, you tell me you have a cupcake of a sitcom mom this week?
I do. We've got some sitcom moms that we've talked about, mm-hmm. a little trashy. We got mm-hmm. some more coming up a little trashier, but Julie Bowen, just kind of nice. She just wants to hear a good beat.
I am glad to hear it, because I really liked her on Modern Family.
She's delightful, kind of a modern girl.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Julie. Julie Bowen Lukemeyer was born March the 3rd, 1970. Happy early birthday,
yeah.
Julie, Pisces girl.
From your friends here at Trashy Divorces, which is always where I'm sure the celebrities want to appear.
Julie was born in Baltimore, Maryland. She's the middle of three girls. She'll come from a very accomplished family, with one of her sisters being a fashion designer and the other being an infectious disease doctor. Yeah.
Wide-ranging interests
very
in that family.
Very accomplished. Julie attends private schools as a child before attending Brown University, where she will major in Renaissance studies.
What are the school colors on that one?
During her junior year at Brown, Julie heads over to Florence, Italy to study, which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
She loves her time in Italy.
Who wouldn't?
Well, she stands out because she's got long blonde hair that goes down her back. Julie garners quite a bit of attention in Italy. During college is when she begins to act as well, and after college, she'll go on to study at the Actors Institute. Hmm. Julie gets her first guest appearance on the ABC soap opera, Loving, in 1992.
Don't even remember it. Okay.
I didn't watch that when I was a CBS girl in the afternoon, but hey, lots of actors and actresses get their starts on the soaps.
Oh, absolutely.
Julie is then cast in a few made-for-TV movies, before landing some recurring guest roles in television series. But it was her 1996 role as Virginia Vennett in Happy Gilmore that really gets her noticed. Julie plays the public relations director for the golf tournament and Adam Sandler's love interest.
I never saw it, I'm sad to report.
I saw it a long time ago.
Sure.
At the time, Julie thinks this movie's gonna flop. Sure, I'll take the gig, I need the paycheck, but nobody's gonna come see this movie. No one anticipates the comedy classic that it would become.
So I am apparently the target audience of Julie Bowen. She gets me. No one's going to come see a movie called Happy Gilmore.
Well, they do.
Yeah,
in droves.
Except me.
When asked if her kids had seen Happy Gilmore, she said, the other day one of them was like, can we watch Happy Gilmore? She said that she immediately told them no because she thought it was inappropriate. It's my hair that I'm most afraid of them seeing.
Oh, my God.
Not me in lingerie making out with strangers, she laughed. It's the hair. I don't want them to be traumatized by my hair. After Happy Gilmore, Julie continues to work steadily throughout the 90s, appearing in movies like Multiplicity and on television favorites like ER. From 2000 to 2004, Julie stars in the TV series Ed, which she follows up by starring in the TV series Boston Legal from 2005 to 2008.
Mm-hmm. Good show.
Julie will have a 7-episode character arc in the Showtime series Weeds in 2008. All of these roles are happening amidst guest parts in other television series and movies along the way, like she's breaking through. It was in 2009, though, when Julie was cast as Claire Dunphy, the uptight and stressed-out mother of three,
mm-hmm.
on the sitcom Modern Family that really makes her a household name.
Absolutely.
Audiences couldn't get enough of Claire's mm-hmm. perfectionistic, controlling ways,
mm-hmm.
coupled with her quirky interests and not-so-perfect past.
That was an extremely relatable character and family and sprawling family shows. It was really good.
She was an ideal addition to the diverse ensemble of characters that made up the extended family in the show, and her comedic timing and instincts were always spot on. But we're not here to talk about Julie Bowen's acting career.
And yet we just did.
I'd rather talk about her relationship with David Spade.
Oh, I didn't know about. Oh, do tell.
Back in 2002, when Julie was starring in the television show Ed, she was also dating comedian David Spade. David Spade, potentially a front runner to old Pete Davidson. David Spade is one of those celebrities who has surprised many folks by getting a slew of very attractive women to date him. Not everyone gets the appeal. And Julie Bowen even admits that one of her sisters did not understand her motivation when she was dating David Spade. But Julie will go on to explain that her sister finally got it after watching him do stand-up one night.
Okay.
On the Life is Short with Justin Long podcast, Julie Bowen said, one of my sisters was like, I don't get it. This is my sister Molly, and I took her to David's stand-up in Miami that year. It was so long ago, and by the end of the show, she goes, I'd fuck him. And I was like, you see, funny counts. So David Spade, Julie Bowen were together for about a year before breaking up. And now that Julie is single once more after her divorce, which we're going to talk about, she says now that she would take a hard pass on dating David Spade again. However, she and David are still friends and actually talk quite a bit. She'll tell Justin Long, sweet David, and I love him, and I talk to him a lot, and I'll say this to his face. He's a lovely person and a good friend. Not a great boyfriend.
You know, we all have our strengths.
Maybe that's not who you want to date. He just needs to be free. Julie will continue, joking that Justin Long should in fact not date David Spade either.
Good advice for Justin Long there.
You should not date David Spade, but I don't regret dating him because he's a lovely person. Now, modern girl, modern girl. Perhaps Julie Bowen was once in love with a woman.
I had read about this.
Just a few months ago, Julie surprises some by admitting she once had been in love with the woman, even though she has always identified as being straight. On the Quitters podcast with Bachelor alum Becca Tilley, Julie Bowen said, I'm straight. I've always been straight. I was in love with a woman for a while, but she did not love me back. She liked women, but she did not like me in that way. But it never really took off, so I never really had to challenge my concept of my sexuality.
Interesting.
Bowen and podcast host Tilly were having a frank conversation about sexuality and the pressure people feel to label their sexuality. And on that particular subject, Julie continues, I hope people don't always have to come out. What you do with your body should not be the first thing we know about people or care about. That's your business. No word on who the woman in question may have been. And that is where our good beat takes us. To this point, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get Julie hitched and divorced.
Okay. We'll see you on the flip. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Trash Pandas, Stacy here to share my latest take a mental breather from your day find, Two Dots. Two Dots is a free-to-download puzzle-based mobile game where you connect dots in relaxing puzzles while unlocking levels and collecting treasure and prizes along the way. Connect at least two adjacent dots of the same color to make a move, and remember, dots can connect horizontally and vertically, but never, ever diagonally. And as engaging as the main puzzles are, there are also side quest game modes like the scavenger hunt, where you find hidden objects amidst riotously colorful art, and classic adventure game vibes in the arcade. Each fun and relaxing Two Dots puzzle offers a new gameplay experience, plus the chance to collect trophies, medals, and other souvenirs of your adventures. As you advance through the levels, you'll earn various power-ups and special dots with new effects, like erasing all dots of a certain color or clearing a row and column simultaneously, and the colorful visuals find the perfect balance between stimulating and soothing.
Two Dots is free to download, and you can play even when you're offline. Make it a party by challenging your friends on Facebook. If you're ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
Okay, Alicia, please, let's get our sitcom mom of the week married and divorced.
And divorced. On September the 9th, 2004, Julie marries real estate investor Scott Phillips. They welcome their first son in 2007. 2 years later, they welcome twin boys. Julie was actually pregnant with her twins during the pilot of Modern Family. And you can see the attempts to disguise the baby bump behind laundry baskets, sure, various other household items.
Always exciting when productions need to hide a baby bump.
During their marriage, Julie and Scott kept their relationship extremely private. But something she has said in response to what makes her marriage successful may have actually been a good indication of what was going on. When she was asked about making her marriage a success, she said, "Honestly, I only remember up until we had the kids. Then you're like, what? 12 years. We had children for 9. So I remember the first 3 years. The rest of it is like a blackout."
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So some reports come out that the two, Scott and Julie, are basically living separate lives. There are a few red flags raised when Scott Phillips does not accompany his wife, Julie Bowen, to the Emmys in 2016. The awards ceremony, to make matters worse, potentially, happens to fall on their 12th wedding anniversary.
Ooh, yeah, that's a signal.
Interesting in that comment before, 12 years, we've had kids for 9.
Mm-hmm.
Here she is, Emmy Awards, 12th wedding anniversary.
Solo. Mm-hmm.
When asked about it, Julie brushes off any concerns and said, "He comes every year. He's been so supportive. And this year he was playing in a tennis tournament and I wasn't nominated as an individual. So I said, what do you want to do on our anniversary? I mean, it's such an honor to be nominated and to go, but it's tough to be a purse holder."
I mean, that's plausible, but clearly,
I don't know, 12-year anniversary, tennis tournament, no judgment here from Trashy Divorces. But alas, there were just a few other signs that there might have been trouble in paradise. Soon after the Emmy Awards in 2016, Bowen talked to Us Weekly about seeing other marriages break up. She told the magazine that she and her husband were simply too tired to break up, quote unquote.
That's oof.
"We watch all these people get married and split up and go, wait, did they get married after us or before us? We outlast all these people." The answer, we're too tired to do anything else.
I feel like this falls under a do you hear yourself umbrella, right? Like, it doesn't sound like there's great acrimony in the relationship. It sounds like they've probably just grown apart and are frazzled by their kids, like raising kids, not by their kids, but.
Apparently, Julie got a nap, caught up on her sleep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Julie will file for divorce in February 2018 after 13 years of marriage. Sources close to the couple report that this was no surprise to many of those who'd known them very well. One insider tells Us Weekly prior to the divorce filing that the couple had been, quote, living separate lives for a while now. The insider also claimed the couple tried to keep it together for their 3 sons, but also described their marriage as, quote unquote, hanging by a thread. With the phenomenal success of Modern Family, though, Julie Bowen had earned substantial money during the course of their marriage.
Sure.
The former couple was very committed to co-parenting their 3 boys, but dividing the estate would prove to be a little trickier. Just 1 month after Julie Bowen filed for divorce, Scott Phillips filed for spousal support, stating that Bowen earns $500,000 per episode of Modern Family. Ultimately, the couple agrees to split their $25.3 million in assets down the middle, and their divorce was finalized in September 2018.
I mean, that sounds like a pretty good divorce as it goes, you know?
California, community property.
Yeah, but I mean, 50-50, like, it sounds like they were both still playing ball with each other, right? Like, that doesn't always happen.
Philip will keep their $5.4 million home where they lived when they were married. Julie will purchase a $3.1 million home in Los Angeles after the split. As for child and spousal support, the details of those agreements have been kept private. So about a year after the divorce, 2019, Julie reported that her kids are doing great and everyone had settled into their new normal. In January 2020, Julie joked to Us Weekly that She was not ready for Modern Family to end after 11 seasons because she needed the money to fund her divorce. Do you know what divorce in the state of California is? She says. I love working and I joke about that. And I'm actually very good friends with my ex-husband and he knows very well, like, I would work no matter what I would work. So it sounds like as far as trashy divorces go.
Yeah, this sounds like I understand why you're calling her a cupcake because this is not trashy.
This one, right, isn't so trashy after all. When it comes to raising her three boys, Julie tells Today in 2021 that it's actually much different than her television family, saying on TV shows, people talk to each other. When you have three boys, it's more like grunting. This is even better. And you identified their mood kind of by their smell.
Oh, God.
It's like living with wild animals. It's hairy, it's smelly, and I love them. They own me.
Okay.
You identify their mood by their smell.
I feel like this is why she was perfect for a show called Modern Family, like, because this is her takeaway from her real life.
Mothers of boys, do you agree with this? Can you tell their mood by their smell?
I really do like her. Okay.
Good Lord. I mean, Julie Bowen, she's just delightful. Mm. Depending on how you see a thing, I just want to hear a good beat. Keeping her sense of humor, clearly, is essential to Julie's journey as a single mother of three boys who are now in their preteen and teenage years. In January 2022, Julie talked to Jay Leno, who was guest hosting on the Kelly Clarkson show, about the experience. Julie will tell Jay Leno, "When I last saw you, they were little and they followed me around. Like, Mommy, give me a bath. Mommy, wipe my butt. And now it's like, I'm going to take a shower. It's going to be a while." And I'm like, "But remember to bathe." They get in there and I don't know what happens, Jay. So every couple of months, I stand outside the door and I go, "Pits, nuts, butts, pits, nuts, butts," in that order.
Mm-hmm,
pits,
mm-hmm.
Nuts, butts. But what about dating, maybe you ask, in between.
Sounds like she's busy.
Monitoring.
Mm-hmm.
Or the smell and pits, showering
nuts and
habits. Yeah,
yep.
Pits, nuts, and butts. What about dating, we ask? Well, Julie actually feels like she's eternally dating now. She'll say, "I think now that I have three kids, I do have this feeling like I'm always dating. I'm constantly dating, and it's the worst dates of my life. I date three guys. They never pick up the check. They don't make their beds. They're my sons. These are my dates. And I have to cook for them and do their laundry, but they do suck all of the time." And I also keep thinking, well, I need to make more time for a social life or for dating. And I'm like, where?
Yeah, where?
On Ellen DeGeneres in January 2022, when she guested there, Julie said that she is, quote unquote, retired from dating and very single. But she would, in fact, come out of retirement for Harry Styles.
Oh, fair. Fair. Album of the Year winner, Harry Styles.
Adam Levine was guest hosting the show and joked with her that he had heard that Julie had had a bit of a crush on Harry Styles. And Julie responds, "You're asking me if I'd come out of dating retirement for Harry Styles? Oh, hell yeah. Him? Look at him. He's got that energy where he's so gorgeous and sexy. But there's so much joy that you don't feel dirty about what's happening in your pants." She will add, "He's just bringing the joy and the light and the watermelon sugar. You just gotta feel good about that whole experience." Many folks would wholeheartedly agree with that sentiment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
In the meantime, Julie Bowen is enjoying her single life with her three sons and her dog. Best part of the whole story, I saved it. Her dog named Gertrude Stein.
What?
Which I really appreciate.
Incredible.
Depending on how you see a thing, the ship is free or is it sinking? Man, I just want to hear a good beat. I couldn't think of anything but that delight song in my head with this story. She's just delightful. Pits, nuts, butts. In that order.
In that order.
I guess I have to give trash cans, but I don't really want to. She's so cupcakey.
Mm-hmm. Can you give her cupcakes?
I can give her cupcakes and maybe some halos.
Yeah.
Because she is the least trashy of her sitcom moms.
Yeah, she really comes off as just incredibly authentic. I would be heartbroken to learn that all of this is an act and she's terrible in person.
I guarantee y'all are never going to forget Pitts Nuts Butts.
Pitts Nuts Butts.
Julie Bowen.
In that order.
Thank you. For your utter delight of A Trashy Divorce, Our Modern Girl, little bit of some joy there. Yeah, cupcakes. Halos. Halos on cupcakes.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
good with that.
Oh, yeah. Halos on cupcakes.
Perfect. Done and done. Trash Pandas, thanks for coming to listen today to this episode of Marital Misadventure.
That was just delightful.
After RFK Jr.
Yeah, that was some heartwarming stuff there, Alicia. Thank you.
After Jimmy Page. Like, we've had some...
It's been a season so far.
Just wanted to bring a little good beat, a little sunshine.
Sure, a little joy.
To the Trashy Divorces arena this week. Before we head on out, don't forget that tickets are still available for our virtual live show coming for you February 16th, Thursday night. Y'all just wait until you hear the story of the dreadful dolls on our Valentine's Day decompression session. You can join us live or even for a replay 7 days after.
Believe so. That's at moment.co/trashydivorces. Tickets are on sale now.
It is going to be a good beat, friends. Don't forget, Patreon listeners, stay tuned for a little bit of extra at the end. And as always, y'all, thank you for listening, for telling your friends about us, for your kind reviews and your emails, too. Stacey, you're going to be back with us this weekend with a brand new, maybe a little trashier something.
I mean, I got something up my sleeve.
Until then, friends, keep your hands clean.
Keep your hearts trashy.
Have a tremendous rest of the week.
Bye.
Bye, y'all. And thanks to you for listening. Trashy Divorces is a Hemlock Creatives production, created and produced right here in Atlanta, Georgia, by us, Stacey and Alicia, with a little research and writing help from the brilliant Melissa O.
Our art is by Sydney V. Smith. That's Sydney V. Smith at carbonmade.com. And our music is used with permission of Ratsy. Check her out at Ratsy's store on Instagram, and definitely drop into Ratsy's store anytime you're in Oberlin, Ohio.
You can contact us at trashydivorces@gmail.com or find us on the World Wide Web at trashydivorces.com.
If you need more trash candy in your life, our Patreon community includes some of the very best humans around and thousands of hours of bonus content at every level of support. Join the fun at patreon.com/trashydivorces.
Interested in some Trashy Divorces swag? Check out our merch shop and Trash Panda Enthusiasm Society at bit.ly/trashygear.
Want to advertise with us? Reach out to sales@advertisecast.com for more information.
And last but not least, come play with us on social media. I keep most of our Trashy Divorces Instagram hopping. Stacey and I share it up over on Facebook, including our Trashy Divorces podcast discussion group. Come join us over there, and thanks again, everybody, for listening.
Keep it trashy, y'all.